acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
What are those people doing here? What are those people doing here? We don't have that part of the story recounted for us in John's Gospel, but undoubtedly, there were people among Jesus' followers who said it. When those Greeks showed up looking for Jesus, and at the Passover, Greeks, what are those people doing here? There has to have been murmuring amongst Jesus' Jewish followers when some Greeks showed up looking for Jesus at the time of the Passover. We might ask, from a more academic standpoint, why those people are included in John's Gospel. All of the Gospel writers chose, of course, out of their own understanding or out of common discussions with others, all of the Gospel writers chose which details to include in their accounts of Jesus' life and ministry. We know nothing about these Greeks. All we know is that within the context of John's Gospel, at this particular point in time, in the midst of this event, they were identifiably different. That's really all we know, that they are described as being different. We don't have any idea who they actually were or where they were from, but they stood out. They stood out as them, not us. And yet, they said, "We want to see Jesus. We want to be included. We want to be here. We want to be a part of this movement, this gathering that Jesus is the inspiration for. We want to see Jesus. We want to be included." And their appearance within the sweep and scope of John's whole gospel story, their appearance appears to trigger a major turning point in Jesus' purpose and ministry. We read just this little snippet of John's gospel this morning, but if you read John's gospel as a whole, time after time, up until this event, Jesus' followers have asked him, "What is your purpose? What is your ministry? What is the fulfillment that you are bringing?" And Jesus has said again and again, "My hour has not yet come. The time is not yet." In today's reading, "The hour has come." Jesus says, "Now. Now my purpose is moving towards its fulfillment. The hour has come. The hour has come now. Now that the story is not just about us." Within the context of John's Gospel, at least, these few nameless Greeks represent all of the world beyond the Hebrew people, beyond the Jews who had known themselves as God's own, the people for whom God's purpose was given. Those Greeks who showed up, were symbols that God's saving purpose made real in Christ was being offered to all people, to people of nations and cultures and languages beyond just the Hebrew people. God's offer in Christ was not exclusive. Now, Jesus says, now that all are at least symbolically included in this offer, now that these Greeks have showed up, now is the time come for my story, for my work to be fulfilled. It can be hard to offer ourselves, to offer God's presence to all, to include all in the invitation. It can be hard, even for folks who are committed to inclusion. And I like to think, personally, that I work to include all throughout my life, not just in the work of the church. And yet it can be hard. It can be hard. Hard for all of us. As I thought about this, I was reminded, and this is certainly not unique to Bangor, Maine, but I was reminded that in that small to medium-sized town of Bangor, which was just across the river from the little church I served in Brewer, in Bangor, there was the Irish Catholic Church and the Italian Catholic Church, so that those people did not have to worship with one another. French Canadians came later and they kind of missed the boat. They had to pick which group to affiliate with. And we might say, oh, those Catholics, but all those people in Maine, or all those people with their ethnic divisions, we are not like those people. Those people. What qualities or criteria do you use, consciously or subconsciously, to identify people who are different from you? We all do it. And we use a wide range of criteria, not just the obvious ones like race or ethnic heritage. We all do it. We differentiate. We identify those who are different. What qualities or criteria, consciously or subconsciously, do you find yourself using to identify people who are different from you? Who is on the margin of your life in any of its contexts, not just within this faith community, but in other contexts as well? Who is on the margins and, despite their difference, wants to be included? My own conviction is that the heart of God's work revealed in Christ was about reconciliation, renewal, restoration of relationships. That the heart of God's work in Christ was about reconciliation and restoration of relationships between us and God. Certainly, that Jesus brought the message and the means for us to be reconciled in our relationship with God. But Jesus also, in his life and ministry, again and again, sought reconciliation between those who were estranged and the inclusion of those who were marginalized. Reconciliation, renewal, restoration of relationships. That is at the heart of God's hope and God's work, made real in Christ. And Lent reminds us that not only is that God's work, it is our work as well. Amen.
Amen.